do it right. Okay, I'm trying.
Madam Chair, you are on. Ready to roll.
Hi, thank you all for joining us on the, for the August 17th Monclova Township Board of Trustees meeting. Please join me in saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We took roll call off, but you all can see that Chuck is not here tonight. With that, I would ask for an adoption of the agenda. I need to remove number 5 and ask that we adopt as presented without 5.
Second.
Seconded by Lox. On the motion, Lox?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes. The Lucas County Sheriff is supposed to be here to present. If he shows up, we'll make sure he gets an opportunity to present. With that, I make a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes and approve as presented by the fiscal officer for the August 4th meeting.
Second.
Motion by Lang, seconded by Lox. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Lox?
Yes.
We went back to the old format, so it is now Gavin's chance to share his report. I'm not used to hearing myself like that. Sorry.
Yeah, the only thing I have are bills to be approved. I did submit the July financials for you if you have any questions. Claire and I are working through street lighting. We'll be at the next meeting. And then the insurance renewal's coming up, so that questionnaire got returned. So just working through that.
$405. I can do it. I move to approve the bills as presented, totaling $405.49.
Second.
Motion by Lang, seconded by Lox. On the motion, Lox?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes. Were you guys trying to tell me something?
We were pointing that it was up on the screen.
Oh.
That would have been better.
I had motion out here and here, and I'm trying to read my screen. Woo! A difficult meeting tonight. That takes us to old business, and you all know what number A is. Go ahead, Mike, give us an update on the roundabout closures, which I had to be detoured twice today because I didn't pay attention.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be long, and the Monclova and Waterville Monclova will be open. They've got under drains that are going in this week along with finishing up stone. They're going to start pouring concrete by the end of the week. The week of August 31st, paving will take place. So weather permitting, it shouldn't be but 2-3 more weeks and we should have an open roundabout.
2-3 more weeks, an open roundabout on Monclova. They closed 20A at Strayer today.
Right.
I have seen that the light turning east onto Salisbury from Briarfield, you know, that we're way exceeding what normally happens, but it looks like maybe they changed the light to last longer. Could we check on that?
It's an ODOT project. I can certainly check.
But it's a county road that the light needs to be longer on. I need to continue the public hearing on Z17C390. It's our text change continuation, and set a new date for Tuesday, September 8th. That will be our next meeting. That is the motion.
Second.
Motion by Lang, seconded by Lox. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Lox?
Yes.
And I'm supposed to remind everybody it is a Tuesday meeting because of Labor Day. Wow, we already got to you. Go ahead, Administrator.
Yeah, so I just have one action item under new business. It's a motion or need a motion to approve resolution 08172026-01. This is a resolution to employ a township attorneys.
go further with it and who?
Go ahead, go, you can.
Alright, it's to engage Peter Griggs Law Firm to support ongoing efforts to create a new zoning classification. Pete Griggs has extensive experience working with townships and zoning.
I move to approve resolution 08-17206-01.
Second.
Motion by Lang, seconded by Lux. On the motion, Lux?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes. That takes us to fire chief and part-time appointments. Do you want to share some information?
I have two part-time applicants that we have. One is Carter Kowalski. He is a part-time paramedic applicant, lives out of Temperance, Michigan, currently employed with Mercy Health. And then one part-time firefighter EMT, Brady Thomas from the Bowling Green area. He works as a volunteer with Central Joint, and both of them just came to us as part-time applicants. They went through our process, the application process, physical agility testing through either the department here or the National Testing Network, and our interview and background process. Our hiring committee got together then, reevaluated everything, and it made the recommendation to the board here for tonight to appoint both members. The appointments would be contingent upon their pre-employment medical testing, drug screening, and then the probationary period that we have with the fire department.
Move to appoint Carter Kowalski and Brady Thomas to the fire department as part-time employees, contingent upon the satisfactory completion of the pre-employment medical exam, drug screening, and probationary period in accordance with the fire department policy.
Second.
Motion by Lux, seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Lux?
Yes.
I know. Mine's different too. So trying to
Thank
get
you.
AI to know who's making the motions.
Okay.
Throwing us all off.
That is our new business. So this is now the Township Administrator's updates.
Yeah, just a few updates. Did have a JED meeting. That's the Toledo Express Airport JED. Port Authority gave a presentation, a really good presentation, about the future of the airport. I asked that Thomas Winston and team present to us sometime in the fall.
Perfect.
So it's good. It's really a nice presentation. They've got a lot of good things going on there. Just a FYI, our ballot language was approved by the Secretary of State, so we will be on as an issue for this November's election for limited home rule. A couple of Lake Erie West meetings attended at ad hoc dues. We completed that task, came up with a new formula. That's going to be presented to the governing board in September. Also, as you're aware, I'm representing townships on the technical advisory committee as well. Did have a RCOG 911 TAC meeting as well, which we approved the 2027 budget for Stacy Mitchell and their operators.
Any questions?
Nope.
Okay, our monthly department reports then? Great, that takes us to zoning.
I'm sorry, will you turn that mic on, Eric, please? I'm sorry.
Before we start, Eric, before you start, I just want to say we did just pass a resolution to engage Peter Griggs and his firm with the specific goal of moving at lightning speed what you've been working on, which is a new classification for data center zoning. We have in the audience Mike Tyson, who very much wanted to help with that process. At a very early meeting, Colleen wanted to form a committee. Colleen, Mike Tyson started working together. Brian Craig, a former trustee, was asked to be involved, and I think he was helpful too. Mike Tyson presented this board information, and you have seen that information, correct?
Right, I have it right here.
Great, we know you'll use it as necessary. I also just wanted to say that Mike Tyson is working on a forum with Bowling Green State University, and I think he's scheduled to speak tonight. That's why we moved him down, so he will tell us maybe about that forum, but we have a lot of top-notch leaders coming to the area to talk about data centers, and the Ohio Township Association is going to be represented at that forum as well, which is, I think our executive director is amazing, so we'll get some good information from him. So with that, Eric, you can fill us in on your entire town, or your entire zoning process, but I did want to hear about data centers and the progress that has been made. We had a comment at a meeting or two ago that said, hey, what are you doing? We have been working on this since the moratorium's been put in place. So please, take the floor.
Sure, and I appreciate Mike.
I rambled on too long, sorry.
It's okay, I appreciate Mike doing this guidebook. The traffic management and decommissioning requirements were helpful, and I read the entire document.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome, and I've had two meetings so far with Molly McGuire, who's our planner for the Lucas County Planning Commission. We're meeting again this Wednesday we're just going over ways to work on an M3 type district, which would basically be a district for uses like this, which would be designed to protect the public. And so we're meeting again this Wednesday. And I'll also be working with the attorney, you know, Pete Griggs, and to work on things for that. And I think we're gonna have a very good product in the end that'll be very user-friendly and something defensible we can actually use and implement. So I think we're doing well with that.
Okay.
And then the rest of my report is just my normal informational report. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. It's been very busy, if you can tell.
Gotta get that pool dug before the end of summer.
Yeah, there's a lot of pools.
Debbie, anything related to the data center, Peter Griggs?
Nope, hope it all starts moving forward smoothly for you.
Thanks.
Okay. Next is Public Works Department, and I had a job to do. Debbie and I were assigned by our deputy, did I get the title right, Deputy Chief? Chief Younger, he wants to make sure that you have been acknowledged appropriately for your
paybacks.
For your cape-like work. Superhero that you are.
I'm gonna wear this.
I think you should wear it at least.
I will wear this.
Till Chief Younger can see you.
Kathleen's gonna be upset that she missed this moment.
She's not gonna miss it. Hold on.
He's not gonna.
It's going on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yes, hold it up. Fly.
Good thing I don't get
lean
interest.
Forward.
Like a fly? Yeah. This is great.
Okay.
I'm gonna leave this on. I feel like it's good for rain.
I think that it was just, you know, we appreciate you and the hard work your team does, so thank you from the fire department, the trustees, the whole team, Doug.
And it's now part of the uniform, so.
You might see this going on.
If I may, Madam Chair,
yeah.
That's not what Mr. Younger meant.
Oh, he did. Sorry, Doug. That's not what he meant. He wasn't saying thank you. He was saying quit bragging.
Yes, exactly. I got gloves. Not
okay, sorry. I thought he was being kind.
Yeah, he was. Kind of funny. He was. The mask is coming next. Yes.
Yes.
All right.
If you see me show up in a meeting, don't yell. It's a uniform. It was issued. Yeah. Get a cummerbund.
The tights.
All right.
Okay, so, sorry to delay the meeting. Please share your report.
Pretty much informational. The only big change was our John Deere that we had on GovDeals. The guy that tried to purchase it out of Kentucky didn't have a tax exempt in Ohio. He didn't want to pay the $2,000 tax, so he is no longer allowed to bid on GovDeals. It's relisted. It is at $22,400 right now, but there's 31 bidders, and we have 4 days left, so we'll be back to where we were at. Other than that, we're just trying to work with the county and everybody else to keep the road open by the school and get stonework that we're jumping around and kind of just filling in the
No, we talked a little bit in pre-meeting about the drainage that we're working, we haven't let that go. We want to have some public information sessions for people that may be affected by us joining with the county in that district.
Ditch petition, yeah.
Yeah, so that is a priority. We don't want that to fall off the map, so.
No, we're working on a bigger one, the Holland and Penn Stone Gate. There's some flooding that's happened back there.
And they're not in the petition.
That was one we added, isn't it?
Not sure.
I think it was one that we added.
It was on your list of not being included, so. Yeah, we'll stay. Just that project is something we started and we need to complete.
We'll get to it.
Okay.
Any questions? Kate does great things.
Chief will pass it along to Chief. I thought it was a nice moment and it was a. All right, Chief, go ahead. Share with us your.
My informational items for the month of July, we had 223 incidents. It was a rather busy month for us. We did have a small increase, less than 30 seconds, on our responses with all the construction projects and that were in the area. So overall, our staff did a fantastic job going through that on there. And the rest of the report, if you have any questions on it, was all informational.
Thank you.
Yes, here you go.
Thank you. Sorry, I feel like.
Nope, I got you.
Head on. So that comes to public comments, and Roy is our first speaker of the evening. And you know, while we're here talking, this is the microphones are new, and we added more seats and all that jazz. I'm not sure that I'm a really big fan of you just facing us. And I thought, I just thought maybe a show of hands, you like it better this way? Or you liked it the old way?
Yeah.
I get some nods there. Okay, we're gonna keep working on it, okay?
Bring it right over here, Roy.
Oh, look, Mike just makes a change just like that.
Bring it right over here.
Is that better, do you think?
Yeah.
I don't want to have it back to him.
Roy, welcome to the meeting. Our timekeeper will allow you 2 minutes. You'll hear the buzzer go off.
All right, well, just a little history. I've come back to the township. I used to be a resident here for quite a while, pretty much all my life. And then we were living in Henderson, Nevada for 20 years, and I'm back in the township. Look out. Anyway, I was a member of the fire department for a long time, so I have a lot of history here with the fire department. And, coming across, well, it used to be across before we had the separate building here. So anyway, the reason I thought I could talk a little bit today, in an old newsletter, there was and this it's about the agenda, so the agenda is the agenda. In an old newsletter, the trustees said, one of the trustees said, come and participate. So here I am participating.
Great.
So I guess what I was going to say most, what I wanted to talk about tonight, there's the agenda is pretty brief. And so you want us to speak about things that are on the agenda, but we don't know what's really, you know, you don't see much there. It says resolution, and there's really, a lot of times, not a lot with it. Now, I know you can see we see this part up here, but can that be electronically shared as well, like the financials, all that kind of stuff? Because I just don't see it on the website, and maybe I'm missing it. I don't know. But not just the financials, but the...
The packet of information, everything we're going to discuss, the resolution.
Now, for example, so I've looked at some other townships' websites, and it's all over the place, quite honestly. So it's not unique here that it's good or bad. It's just, you know, that's what it is. Like Sylvania, for example, I'm not comparing us to Sylvania, but they have like a PDF of what that resolution is about, whereas, right? Things like that. So that's what I'm... If you want us to speak at the meetings, if you want to talk about things and hear about things, we really need to know what it is.
Okay.
And then just one thing about pools.
Thanks, Ray.
Since you brought it up. Pools are a real problem, because I had a pool put in last fall, and it sits on somebody's desk. Now, you don't do that, right?
I do zoning certificates, so I would look at a pool.
Do you do it down at the county, though? Does it
no,
get
I
turf
don't
to
do
the
it
county?
County. That's, I'm not the county, so.
Does it get turf to the county is my question.
So basically, the zoning certificate is issued by the township. Your building permits, plumbing, electrical, are county. They're not township. So after me, it goes to the county.
Yeah. It just took a long time to get the pool done. Lisa,
and we respond. We'll respond at the end of all the speakers.
I get that.
Let me try to remember Lisa Sabecki.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson is next. Thanks for being here tonight, Mike. I hope I explained it well enough.
Well, good evening. My name's Michael Tyson. I live at 7367 Sailfish Court here in Monclova Township. Tonight, why I'm here, I want to place a data center zoning research paper that I authored into the minutes and on the record. So tonight, I want it to be on the record. So that's one of the reasons I'm here. Back in January, you know, we started the work group, citizens work group. We had three or four people that their time commitments, they couldn't do it. So I went ahead and spent 6 months doing this. I spent hundreds of hours on this, but I enjoyed it. I am passionate about it. In Bowling Green, I had a smart growth group. So this is something I do enjoy. The title of the research guide for the people in the audience is Data Centers, the Impact on Public Health, Zoning for a Safer Future and Smart Growth. With the moratorium in place, now is the time to strengthen our zoning code and environmental standards, and I'm glad to hear that Eric has got things moving good. And as trustees, our zoning leaders, you have a lot of important decisions to make coming up with this moratorium. The citizens are going to want to know, what are we going to do? We need to protect our public health, our safety, our property values, enact strict zoning codes and environmental standards, and protect our residents' quality of life. In our last comprehensive land use plan, 97% of the Monclova residents rated their quality of life in Monclova as good or excellent. 97% is, I don't know what could beat that. So we're very proud of that. Good zoning. You guys have done a nice job. So we're really proud of that. But we have to remember hyperscale data centers are hazardous heavy industrial users. This is not like your basic Amazon warehouse or something. So we have to know. Okay, anyway, that's about it. And then BGSU is having a data center town hall. I'm a lead organizer of it, October 13, 2026, at the Veterans Building in Bowling Green at the City Park. It's off campus, and it holds 250 people. We're going to have five speakers, but we have the Township Association, two ladies out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, are environmental professionals, and we have the Mayor of Maumee coming, and we have possibly the leading expert in Ohio in environmental. He does Monsanto and the train disaster and a whole bunch of things, but he just testified in the Ohio Data Center Commission. We think Tammy Clark out of Grand Rapids is going to bring him along. They're in the same field, so he's the top expert in Ohio, and I'm hoping so people could ask the tough questions and he'll have the answer.
Say the date for us one more time. October 14th?
October 13th. It's a Tuesday night, and we did it so it did not interfere with township meetings.
There's probably some on Tuesday nights.
6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the City Park at the Veterans Building. Mm-hmm. But thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate the work you've done for us.
This is for you, and then give one to Chuck, okay? Sorry, I didn't get one.
Actually, I took Barbara's. So.
Okay, there you go.
Thanks for having me, Chuck. Lisa, you are our last speaker.
Make it very quick. AI hyperscalers is one issue, but what is attractive are the acreage parcels there on Black Road that could very easily be opportunistic for Bitcoin mining. Very different from AI hyperscalers. So we need to look at that. That is a much more attractive opportunity there on Black Road. And it correlates with the maps that I've seen in the past that were discussed previously about a potential Bitcoin mining. There are people, you know, the option contracts that I mentioned in a previous meeting, it was about that, you know, where they started off at $100,000 an acre to offer for the parcels. So, and we're looking at different metrics, such as the C-weighted, you know, low-frequency noise with Bitcoin, the C-weighted metrics, as far as noise pollution. So those are things that are not relevant with an AI hyperscaler. We're talking apples to oranges, so we need to look at that as well, okay? So there's a whole lot of things we need to be looking at because there are a lot of predators out there that are looking at our land in Monclova, and we're not talking about big tech AI hyperscalers necessarily because we really don't have that kind of land, but that could be a Bitcoin and a real nasty setup. So I hope we're mindful, eyes wide open.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Any comments?
I don't think so. I thank you for all the work you've done on that. I did read through it.
Thank you.
Don't know how much of it I've retained. I'm going to have to keep reading through it, but yeah, thank you very much for that.
To it in the future.
Yeah.
As things progress, there might be something there that you can refer to. Thank you for your interest.
Roy, Lisa Sabecki was at our last meeting, and she said she's working with county employees to improve the process you found cumbersome, the pool process. Not just pools, but she is working on that. So we'll see what happens.
I was here and I heard her.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But no, it's okay. I'm just saying that I always used to work for the county, so we'll see.
I'll leave it at that. What a quick meeting. So with that, I would accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Locks, seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Locks?
Yes.
It's a lot easier with three.